Flamingos are big, they're beautiful, they're iconic. It's tough not to like them. I study animals to learn about behavior in general. Psychology is the science of behavior and mental processes. And so much as all animals have behavior and mental processes, they're relevant. Flamingos are highly social animals. If I had to guess what they were thinking about, I'd guess that they would probably think about the behaviors of their fellow flock members. The Philadelphia Zoo has a nice, decent-sized flock of 17, and they've been very receptive and supportive of our research. You go and you watch the animals, and you get interested in what they're doing and try to figure out why they're doing it. Almost every aspect of their behavior is social in nature. When one of them gets aroused, they all get aroused. They're so highly in tune and so highly social in nature that some captive flocks and zoos, to get them to mate, you actually have to stick mirrors in their exhibits to fool them essentially into thinking there's a large enough flock there. I originally was interested in resting behaviors because if you go to the zoo during the middle of the day when most people tend to go to the zoo, flamingos are going to be resting. And so that's sort of where we started. Why do they stand on one leg? Well, we've shown that it definitely serves a thermoregulatory function. More resting flamingos tend to be on one leg when it's cooler out. And also when they're resting in the water versus on land, they tend to be on one leg more often. Water would pull away more body heat than air would. When they're standing in there, they want to essentially keep a little warmer. I think it probably has multiple functions, but that's definitely one of them, our research has suggested. Another aspect of their resting behavior that becomes obvious when you watch them is that they place their heads like on their back when they're resting, and this forces them to curve their necks to either their right or their left. We were curious to see if there's a side preference in this behavior. At least in the Caribbean flamingo, most of them tend to prefer to right. The big question that's still out there is, why do most animals have a lateral preference? Why are most people right-handed? It's not always the case, but when we see these population-level lateral preferences, why do they exist? And if you really think about it, they probably shouldn't. I mean, there should be a lot of pressures against such a thing. If our behaviors are predictable, it should make us easier to eat and easier to avoid if we're trying to catch you. That's one of the questions that we were trying to ask with the flamingos is, A, do they have these lateral preferences? And you know, B, what might they mean? If we can understand why other animals have these tendencies, it might give us some clue as to why we do. It's one piece to a broader puzzle understanding this issue of laterality, which is definitely relevant to people.
Flamingo, like a flame in the sky.
These are fun studies to do, of going to the zoo and watching giant pink birds. That's fun. And also very interesting.
Flamingo, with your tropical